Next Wednesday, June 21, is National Indigenous Peoples Day, and the Bradford West Gwillimbury Public Library has partnered with the town to put on a special event to celebrate. This event was organized with the help and support of our newly founded Indigenous Committee. The library formed the committee earlier this year to help organize and plan Indigenous events in the community. Committee members include inspiring Bradford residents Jennifer Bawinski and Kevin Morrison. Kevin J.D. Nannybush Morrison. When Morrison saw the call out for members on Facebook, he felt compelled to join. "I wanted to share my culture," he said, "and show that the Native community is strong." His own life bears witness to the resilience of Indigenous peoples, having been a victim of the 60s scoop, a dark era when Indigenous babies were forcibly separated from their families and placed in non-Indigenous homes. Morrison was taken away from his family at birth in 1972 and was adopted by a non-Indigenous couple in Newmarket. Growing up, he knew he was adopted but never thought anything of it. It wasn't until the early 90s that he began his journey to find his cultural identity and heritage and was able to locate some of his biological family. He learned his biological mother had worked at the hospital in Newmarket, where he was able to leave a note with the Human Resources Department in hopes of having her reach out to him. "A couple of weeks later, she called me, and we met up. We were both nervous," he said. The two of them spent the day walking along Davis Drive in Newmarket, reconnecting and sharing stories. Morrison eventually learned his First Nation is in Parry Sound and part of the Bear Clan. He and his biological mother remain close as he continues to learn more about his ancestry. Reflecting on his journey, he humbly acknowledges his incredible fortune in navigating the challenges with a positive outcome. "I was really lucky it turned out well," he said. Jennifer Bawinski. Bawinski's spirit name is Thundering Eagle Woman, and she is Ojibwe and Ecuadorian. Like Morrison, Bawinski was part of the 60s scoop, but she didn't know she was adopted until later in life after randomly taking a serendipitous ancestry DNA test with her husband. "He didn't get the same unexpected results as I did," she said, noting there was a lot of information on hers she couldn't explain. The unexpected results unveiled a trove of information she couldn't fully comprehend. It wasn't until 2019, when Bawinski was matched with her first cousin, that the startling reality of her adoption emerged. "I dove in to find all my records and piece everything together," she said. At the time of Bawinski's birth, her adoptive parents were strongly urged to keep her Indigenous culture a secret, so they never told her she was adopted. In 2019, Bawinski was able to connect with her birth mother, initiating a profound journey of reconnection, healing and advocacy. "I guess that's why I think that I hold reclaiming my Indigenous culture so strongly, because I feel that was a choice that was taken from me," she said. "I am still learning about my ancestry. I like to share my story because I know I am not the only one stripped of their culture." Shortly after learning about her Indigenous culture and reconnecting with family, she began beading as part of her journey to healing and opened her own jewelry beading business, Bella Lovely Beads. Beading is an art and a cherished tradition of Indigenous peoples. "It was just a way of my reconnecting. I am so happy so many beaders exist to carry on that tradition," Bawinski said. "They are labors of love. I put all the healing that I've had to do on my journey into my work." Bawinski's pieces will be featured in the vendor market portion of the Indigenous Peoples' Day celebration next week, and she hopes for a large turnout. She refers to it as a mini powwow and a celebration for all. "It's a misconception that it's only for Indigenous community members. Everyone is welcome," she said. The event will kick off at 9:30 a.m. with the screening of three Indigenous films from the National Film Board in the library's cafe area. These films include Arctic Song, which depicts Inuit creation stories through animation and song, Nalujuk Night, a documentary about a Labrador Inuit tradition, and Evan's Drum, a heartwarming story about a family's passion for Inuit drum dancing. Later in the afternoon, at 4:30 p.m., We will have a flag-raising ceremony in Sunshine Square and a smudging ceremony with local well-known Elder White Eagle, followed by singing, drumming, and dancing on the library lawn. We will also have the pop-up vendor market set up in the cafe throughout the evening featuring indigenous markers and artisans, including Bella Love Lee Beads, Cedar Quay Creations, Eartha Creations, Emma Joyce Creations, Future Kokum, Karakwa Jewelry, Latte Beads, Miyakana, Rayon Rayon Creations, and Roots Plus Raven. It will be a lovely evening of learning, fun and connection, and we hope to see many community members there. For those seeking a deeper understanding and exploration of Indigenous culture, our library offers a wealth of resources and materials to borrow. Check out our Indigenous History Month book lists for adults and teens and for kids. Till next week, happy reading. Natasha Philpott is the Marketing and Communications Coordinator at the Bradford West Gwillimbury Public Library. You can email her at nphilpott@bradford.library.on.ca.